Hello and welcome to MGP 549. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, I warn everybody, this is going to have a whole different energy to a typical podcast. If you listened last week, and you should have done, you'll know that this is the start of our new recording day after probably more than 10 years of recording this on a Friday night. We've moved it to a weeknight, which means I get to monitor how everyone else's midweek energy is. I am at my most energetic on a Wednesday because I've warmed up for the week and not yet got tired. But I don't know that I've ever spoken to Pab on a Wednesday before. Ever. This is exciting. What's Wednesday Pab like?
I'm trying to think now. Did we... surely, at some point, we've been at a convention or something on a Wednesday.
I don't know that we have. I think this is... this is a first ever midweek treat.
One of them ones where we were near the boats.
What boats? Who have you been going to conventions with?
They were the ones at the tobacco dock ones. They used to raise the
means. They were never on Wednesdays. Thursday, Friday. They not that I want to stick the boot into Rest after all these years, but they used to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday because they didn't want to be convenient and be open all weekend. But it was never Wednesday.
Hmm. Might be right then.
That pathetic event failed. Imagine doing a gaming convention and not being open on a Sunday. I ask you, goodness me.
I get the mentality of hipsters wanting to be cool, but making it as approachable as possible is weird.
And it wasn't even in the school holidays either. It was Thursday and Friday, just like normal work weeks, and then a Saturday. It was like they couldn't have made it any clearer. They did not want kids or normal people there. It was just a nerd event for nerds. We can talk about it freely now. There's no chance of them not giving us tickets because it hasn't run for years.
I mean, I stopped going, didn't I? So I'm quite happy to just, you know, I was very vocal at the time.
I think I went to everyone. I love Tobacco Dock as a venue. Tobacco Dock's awesome. Mm. But
you combined your two favourite things, tobacco and docks.
Exactly. I love both of those things. Yeah, if we ever bring MGPX back, we should do it at Tobacco Dock. It's a great venue.
Yeah, we'll do it on the Cutty Sark.
Is that at Tobacco Dock?
Is that the one it was? I'm sure it was that boat.
There's a boat outside. I don't think it's Cutty Sark. I think that's quite a significant boat. I think it was just a boat that they got to put outside their convention centre.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very disappointed if it wasn't.
You've been telling everyone for years that you've been on Cutty Sark, haven't you?
Well, didn't that actually burn down? I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm not a boat guy. We've already established I like docks and tobacco. Boats, I'm indifferent to.
I'm Googling it now anyway while you talk.
Excellent. Sheepdog I've spent many Wednesdays with. We used to go on Wednesday adventures. I know Sheepdog's Wednesday energy. Of course, I'm familiar with Anna on a Wednesday. It's all going to be new. If the podcast feels weird and different, that's why. Also, it's only like 4 days since we last recorded one, so we might be a little light on content this week. I hear you. We're sometimes light on content every week, but this week we're really light because there's not been a lot of time that's passed since we last recorded a podcast. Has there been any new games come out? Anything exciting that's happened? Or is it literally a case of we've played a lot of games over the last 4 days?
God, I can't think of anything. My bank holiday weekend, other than getting kneed.
Oh, God, Easter happened. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, yes, it's only been 4 days, but we've all had them at home.
Yeah, I was like mid sentence there. other than Easter, nothing's really happened. And I just got attacked by Ollie because he doesn't know what April Fool's jokes are. But other than that, no, it's been just Easter eggs and hot cross buns and football, pretty much.
Oh, I had like the king of all hot cross buns. I think it was they accidentally went a little heavy on the raisins. It was more raisin than bread. It was like having a handful of raisins with a little bit of bread mixed in with it. It was great. I should have taken a picture of it. I feel like the internet has missed out, but I was so excited to get it that I just ate it there and then. didn't even have time to take a picture, but I promise you it existed. It wasn't just a very happy dream. What do you mean you got attacked anyway?
Sorry. Oh, well, no. So I went into Ollie's room on Monday and was like, quick, get up. It's time for school. Like all of this. And he was looking at me like, it's not, it's the holidays. I know it's not. And after a little bit of like trying to convince him, I was just like, it's just an April Fool's. And he was like, oh, is that what today is? And I was like, yeah. So I went downstairs and I was making some breakfast and I just felt a knee impact my lower back at speed. I was like, what the hell? I actually tried to kick backwards thinking I was being attacked. I don't know what was going on. And I was like, what on earth? And he just was like, I'm so sorry. I don't actually know what an April Fool's is supposed to be. It was supposed to be an April Fool's joke, and he just attacked me, basically. It really bloody hurt.
Next time I see you. Because I didn't see you on April Fool's. I might just knee you in the back and say, oh, I mean, I don't know what day April Fool's is supposed to be on. That's going to be my explanation.
he did also try to... He wanted to ask me something. When we went over to him, he just yelled in my ear, and I was like... That's not an April Fool's joke either. That just hurts. If it's painful, don't do it. He was like, okay. I don't think he got the hang of it. He was asking me what the time was, and I was like, it's 12:30 now. You can't do it after 12 o'clock. That's the rule. And he was very disappointed. But he spent all morning trying to figure out where the line was.
I'll send him some notes for some ideas for next year. We'll get you good next year. Don't you worry. I'll send him some ideas.
I welcome it. Like, you know, it's as long as he gets the line right and I don't get a broken spine... I was like, that's the kind of attack.
I will guarantee not broken. I can't make any promises about bruised.
I don't mind a bruise. I just don't want to end up like Bruce Lee in hospital, like paralyzed from the waist down because I've been kicked in the back by an dishonorable fighter.
To do the old cling film over the toilet trick. That's a good one. That's a classic that never gets old.
I should have done that, but then I would have had to clean up the poo and everything, wouldn't I?
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't poo on the cling film because I feel it on my bum. I might like not really pay attention and wee on it. I don't think I'm going to go in there and poo on cling film on a toilet seat.
I've never had that trick done, so I just assumed it was to get someone who's pooping. I didn't realise the idea was for you to try and pee through it. That's thrown me a little bit.
Well, I just figure the idea is you go in, do your business, and it's like, well, it's going everywhere because there's cling film over it. But I don't know. I guess it depends on how tight the cling film is. I feel like if I sat on there, I'd feel the cling film on my bum and be like, hang on, something's not right here. Whereas if I wasn't really paying attention, just went in and started weeing, I don't inspect the bowl before I wee every time.
If you could find that sweet spot between it being really, really tight and not too saggy, you could.
Oh yeah, you want
to bounce.
Yeah, like that'd be ideal. I mean, but we're talking about a first timer doing this prank. I can't expect him to have that level of precision. That's where he's going to be a few years down the line. This is entry level cling film over the toilet. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is it. I've started his learning curve. I imagine 10 years from now, he'll have a full comedy routine set up. And it'll be great. But yeah, I was hobbling around a little bit on Monday morning because it was just not expected, really. It never occurred to me that I would have had to have explained the concept to him. But I guess it happens to everybody. That's probably a moment in every dad's life where he gets kneed in the spine.
I hit my dad in the face with a hammer.
He probably had it coming, though.
I suppose. Yeah, I mean, it was a plastic hammer and I was like two, but I did break his nose. Yikes. So I think that's why he doesn't fully trust me now. I actually lined him up a radio interview the other day and he declined to do it because his reason for declining going on the radio is he didn't want to be known as the mad egg man of Deeping.
I mean, he is already known as that. I call him that everywhere I can. Yeah. And
yeah, I basically did a radio interview to get ready for Wembley on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Told them about how I always have a hard-boiled egg before every match at Wembley, which is why we always win. And they were so... This is how mad local radio is. They were so interested in the hard-boiled egg story, which I wasn't on there to talk about. They wanted me to give my thoughts as a football manager, but it just completely derailed and became about hard-boiled eggs. They got so into it that I got a text from the presenter later in the day saying, we loved the egg story so much. Tomorrow morning, we're having a hard-boiled egg peeling competition. We've got a local chef lined up to talk through how to try and peel it in one go. We'd love to have your dad come on to explain the origins of the story. And so I rang my dad trying to explain this. And he was like, no, I don't want to go on the radio and be the mental man who has to take hard-boiled eggs to Wembley. Thank you. So yeah,
I couldn't imagine him jumping for that. But also, he will be there with his eggs on Sunday, though, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm down there for a couple of days in advance, and he's already said, "Don't worry, I'll bring you some eggs." I've now since had another message from another researcher at the radio station who wants me to do a piece of content for their social media about boiled eggs. They said, I mean, I'll read you the text. It's great. Local radio. I think my new ambition is to work in local radio one day. I work on the social media team. Is there any chance you'd be interested in helping me make a short video of you boiling eggs before you leave for Wembley and a shot of you and your lucky egg when you get there? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be in a hotel room. I can try and boil an egg in a hotel kettle. Or once again, we're hitting the stumbling block of my dad not wanting to be involved in this. He's bringing the eggs. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I need to recruit Rafa Benitez. They're basically the same man.
They are. That's where I was going in my head. They are. I mean, yeah, that same radio station. I remember when Mrs. Sheepdog was pregnant with Bosco. I kept messaging them. I messaged them being like, oh, I hope it's a high scoring game. So they send Claire into labour. Excuse me, sorry. And it was about 3 or 4 weeks of texting in every time Posh played. So by the end one, they were just like, oh, it's Sheepdog again. He's still not had the baby, or, you know. And we'll talk about it for a bit. And yeah, they sent some sort of nice messages. They didn't want to interview us or anything like that, but they sent nice messages. It was surprising to me how much they wanted to talk about it back then even. And yeah. I'm not surprised they're chasing you on an egg story.
If anyone from local radio is listening to this podcast and wants us to bring this show to local radio, I'm no longer interested in the one show. I don't want to be on national radio. The new ambition, I want local radio, because that seems to be where you can be completely bonkers and just go off on a tangent and just get a chef to come on the next day to talk about peeling eggs because some other guy mentioned eggs. That's the level of media I want to be working in, I've decided.
I mean,
to
who's
make
this
it happen,
chef
universe.
That's like,
I don't know. No
sat
idea.
At home, gets a call. Oh, you know, we want to do a thing on eggs. Can you come in tomorrow? And he's just like, yeah.
I feel like they've just got like, I think it's literally a case of the presenter has got a load of numbers in her phone. And it's like, right, I need a chef. Right, I had a chef on 6 months ago. Let's text the chef. Because that's the last two times I've been on, it's literally been like that. It was when the world record and then Wembley. And it's just that I've been on before, so now they know that I'm a good sport and I'm willing to come on.
They message me with they want someone to whinge about their neighbour, and I'm like, no, we're getting on now, it's fine. Like, I don't really want to do that anymore. I think I got away with it. But that has happened a few times where it's like, we're doing a thing about annoying neighbours again, do you want to come on? And I'm like, can we update my whatever's written next to my name, please, to something a bit more interesting?
Well, you can be the mad egg guy of Deep. Do you want to do an impression of my dad? I've just realised this is radio. They are not going to know. Do you want to play the role of my dad on the radio tomorrow morning?
No. I'm all right. No, because I want to, as I say, I need to update something better than Mad Egg Man. I don't want to get all the egg phone calls. I feel like that's worse than neighbour grudges.
I think you're both just being precious because you're bald and you don't want the egg association. I need a hairy relative. Why do I know nobody with hair? Pam, do you want to pretend to be my dad?
No.
Very northern dad.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
His Peterborough accent shining through there.
I'll find someone. I'm annoyed that I didn't realise earlier I could have just got anyone to do it. Because then I could have kept my role going. I want to be the mad egg man, but I'm losing. I could have just done it myself. They don't want me back on. I could have just been my dad. Used my other phone. Hello, I'm Father Chapman. That's basically his
voice.
He's
a priest after all.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, goodness me. What a week. What
a
4 days.
You have a brother as well, by the way.
Yeah, but he's also bald. He's not going to want to be the Eggman. Surrounded by slapheads. It's ridiculous.
It occurred to me as I was saying that they always ring me about neighbour-related stuff. They never rang me when Neighbours was ending or when it was... Is it moving to Amazon or did I make that up? I might have dreamt that. But
they've probably got an Amazon delivery guy on their go-to list. So they went with Amazon ahead of Neighbours.
Outrageous. Well, I mean, yeah, that's the takeaway from this, everyone listening. If you want to become the person for a thing, the radio will use it at every opportunity. I hope that chef's name is Jeff, by the way. Chef Jeff seems like it should be a radio chef name.
Yeah, exactly. But they even gave me a few tips. Apparently, there is no guarantee you can peel an egg all in one go. And this is the inside scoop from the chef himself. It really depends on the egg. I can see why they called him.
Does he mean like what animal it came from?
No, just you can get a box of eggs, boil all six of them. You might be able to peel some of them in one. You might not. It depends. He's basically saying, yeah, there's not really a trick to it. It's completely luck of the draw. So it's going to be a great segment. I can't wait. I might listen in.
God.
Right. Should we talk about some computer games?
I was going to say, you've thrown me there. I was like, normally I'm the one talking about mad stuff. The only thing I've had happen that was weird was having a camera put through my nose, which was bizarre. But
what, as an aggressive gesture or?
No, I don't think so. He did. I had to go and have my nose looked at. And he was like, I'm going to stick a camera in. And I was like, okay. And it was absolutely fine. He just stuck it in and had a look around and told me what he needed to tell me. And then he went, have you ever broken your nose? And I was like, no. And then a little bit later, he was like, the reason I asked is because you've got a very crooked nose. It's S-shaped. And I was like looking in a mirror thinking, no, it's not. Like, it looks completely straight. And he's like, you've got an S-shaped nose. It was quite savage. He just like laid into me about the crookedness of my nose. But yeah, that breathing machine we both have has been drying out my nose a bit, apparently. But yeah, he stuck a camera up there. I didn't get to see the screen because I had to shut my eyes, which was annoying. I was hoping I'd get to see the footage, but I did not. But yeah, it was very weird.
Why would you want to see inside your own nose? Oh, and to be fair, I watch the screen when they're up my bumhole, so I do get it.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's just parts of you don't normally get to see in it. And all I was thinking as he was taking it out and I realised I hadn't seen it was, I wonder if they sell these cameras on Amazon. I could just...
I did a brand deal once for when you stick in your ear.
Yeah, I've like seen them about...
An ear scooper with a camera on. So you'd look at the image on your phone and you'd know where to scoop to get all the gunk out of your ear. I bet they do a nose version of that on Amazon.
I'm going to look. I'm going to get one. I think it'd be great. I want one that does both ear and nose. Not the same thing.
Really? Are you ever going to move them back and forth?
I'm not
going from my ear into my nose. That sounds horrible.
I just want to get it all on camera, you know.
I would go the other way. I don't think I'd mind going nose then ear.
I suppose you wouldn't smell the ear.
I'll stick anything in my ear, really. I'm not that bothered.
So games.
Right. Yeah, I haven't played anything other than more Balatro and more Football Manager. I have started my new Football Manager series this week, which had absolutely no backlash from angry internet people. So that was fine. And I've played more Balatro. Review complete. It's been 4 days and I've spent most of it making Lego and buying Lego and playing Balatro, which is Pab's fault. Because, I mean, what do I say about that the second week I've been playing it? Pab, see what you've done now. You've given me a game that I'm going to want to play for ages, but there's nothing new I can say. I'm like, oh, I got a new Joker.
What do I
say? No, I got one hand away from doing a complete run, and I was devastated. I didn't play it for a couple of days afterwards. One hand away. I went properly on tilt with it. I was very, very cross to the point where the next run, I failed it on the first hand because I was still so cross. I was like, right, no, I'm done. I have since gone back to it. But after missing out by one hand, then the next run losing on the first hand, I was like, no, this is, I'm not having it. This is not okay. Very cross. Oh, just thrown a rock across my desk.
Have you tried being good at it?
I am. I'm very good at it. I'm quite the Balatro prodigy, but it's got the right level of frustration and complexity to it. It's good. It's
fun.
What they
say about me?
It's not what they say. You've got a crooked nose. That's what all. It's all any of us ever say about you.
It's
old
true.
Crooked nose. I'm glad you finally heard it, 'cause we've been saying it to you for years.
I don't know why I told you that. I feel like, why do I do it to myself? I'm just...
Because you don't learn. You've got a crooked nose and you don't learn. It's
fine.
Great.
I don't learn.
But yeah, that's it. I'm done. I can go to bed now.
I was even telling my mum about that game, but I couldn't remember the name of it. Balatro. Yeah.
Balatro, yeah.
Yeah, because I know it's coming to phone at some point, you said, and she was talking about card games she likes to play on her phone, and I was like, oh, Kev was talking about one, but yeah, anyway. I mean, obviously, I've spent most of my time hammering Final Fantasy again. You were saying about tilting on the card game. I got to a bit where I was trying to do like a chocobo task where it's like you're just doing a course, basically, and there's three courses you got to do, and I just kept failing them. I could not figure it out. First of all, I realized that I had bloody the motion thing on the settings. I turned that off. But then there's a couple of points where, I don't know, you have to get 4,000 points and I'd be at 3,800 and then I'd fail. And I kept tilting to the point where a couple of times it started up 3, 2, 1, and then I automatically failed because I double tapped the button instead of holding it down or whatever. Yeah, it's got to a bit where some of their little side games, I reckon a normal game would probably find them fine, but I'm too cack-handed for them. But other than that, I mean, I've done some really good sort of milestones in it. I've had a couple of bits that were different from the original story, but have been really cool. Like they've been advanced on, like expanded upon and that kind of thing. I like you said with Balatro, there's not much I can keep saying about it, but I'm loving it. I'm actually something like 85 hours through now, whereas Anna texted me after the podcast last week to say that it wasn't 70 hours she'd played, it was 30. So yeah, that's made me feel a little bit like, oh God, I'm playing this slowly. How can I be like 50 hours ahead of you in terms of hours played, but only, I think I'm on chapter...
I'm in the same area as you.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm downstairs as a, I'm in the down area of where we were. You know where the wheel is? The Ferris wheel?
Oh yeah, well I'm not there anymore.
No, I'm downstairs there. Oh. Now I've got to go and there's like a gang.
I wasn't there last week. I'm two regions on now.
But
yeah, no, I'm still guessing you haven't put another 50 hours into it since Friday. So no. You're probably more like, you know, 40 hours in now. I don't know how I've done this. I don't know whether I've just left I can't have even left it idle because I noticed when I left it idle the other day that it paused the timer after like 5 minutes. So I haven't left it that often. I'm just obviously really slow. I've ran around a bit doing a few bits and bobs, but I've been trying to like do every single task 100% like in every region before moving on. So maybe that's I don't know. You are definitely more seasoned with games than I am anyway, so you're going to do it quicker. But I just am shocked how slow I've been. I am loving it still, though. It's been really cool. I'm guessing for both of us, there's not much more we can say about that than we haven't already said.
That's it. I failed a little bit because I don't like mini games that much, because they just take you out of the flow of the game.
So, yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of odd thinking that they had a quick go on like a it's almost like Star Fox sort of game, and they're in there and the motorbike one, and you're thinking, would they chill here for a bit when it's all going down?
I don't think they would. I just found it very jarring and just takes you out of the... Like, you're doing what you're doing, you've got to go and do this mission, and they're like, oh, no, let's go and go to a theme park. And I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
Like, later in the story... Like in the old one, it made more sense because they were doing that for a reason. It was a bit like, okay, this has been horrendous. We've kind of got everything off our backs for a moment. Let's recoup. But yeah, I don't know. It did feel a little bit like, okay. I mean, it's fine. I quite like the sort of wackiness that it's thrown in here and there. I said that before, that it's got the right level of... It feels like Final Fantasy VII humor and Final Fantasy VII vibes still. I've enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, I'm sort of looking forward to getting back to that bit because I feel like, when you got to that point in the older game, it was like, oh, okay, now I can pretty much do what I want and all of that. I'm hoping it'll be the same in this one, that it'll get to that point and it'll be quite like fluid and you'll be able to decide what you want to do and prepare yourself and that kind of thing. But I don't know, we'll see what happens. The other things that I've been playing on, so I don't know why I did this, right? My youngest son was... just gadding about, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm bored. And I was like, my Switch is fixed now, the controllers don't drift, so I set him up a profile on there. So he and I have been playing DC Supervillains on there, which, I mean, it, I don't know why I don't really gel with that. I really liked some of the Lego games I've played, but that one just hasn't cut it for me. He's enjoying it, but he's also kind of put it in. It feels like he's just watching more of it now when he has it. I feel like that should have been a bigger deal than it was. I feel like it should have been a better game than it was, but yeah, you know. The other one that he was having a crack on that I've realised. So I got Bowser's Fury and the Mario 3D World games, and I feel like I didn't really get into Bowser's Fury at all. He's been hammering it. He's loving looking for the cats and, you know, defeating Bowser and then doing a new level and getting all the cats again and all of that. Whereas I think I was a little bit like, can't find them. This is annoying. I haven't got the patience for this. So we've been playing it together, but I've been kind of just a bit like you do it. You find it. Yeah, it's been nice though. I'm sort of thinking to myself, he's got a little bit of Easter money, so I want to try and get him some games to play that I can play with him and that kind of thing. And it's handheld mode we've been playing mainly, but I'm going to have to look for some bits that we can play on the TV together. I think it'll be good fun. He's really into it all now. He's just hit that age. He's like, I think I was about 6 when I started getting into consoles, and he's just loving it. He's having a great time. But yeah, I think other than that, I was looking for games for Mrs. Sheepdog and ended up getting... I've downloaded Gotham Knights on PS Plus, and there's another game I got her, so I forgot what it was now. Bloody hell. But we haven't put them on yet, but by the next episode, I'll have hopefully played a bit of them with her. But yeah, I think I was going to get a Control, but then I wasn't sure how it played, like what sort of game it was in terms of like how you control. She wanted something... Not like, I'm not saying it was going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy and that they're the same controls, but I don't think she wants something where it's like Uncharted and Tomb Raider and all of that. I don't know.
So she played Guardians of the Galaxy last.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah. I suppose that kind of works if you wanted to go with Control.
I just, when I was scrolling through, it was one of the ones that was suggested, and I thought could be
fun.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, I think so. It's one of my favourite games, so I love Control. I suppose it does.
I mean, there's no harm in getting it, is there? Because it's PS Plus.
Is it not on PS Plus? So yeah, give it a go.
Yeah, I could just download it.
Give it a go, yeah.
The only issue I had was having to delete a load of games, but I mean, the saves are all there, aren't they? But yeah, no, that is my week. It's been, I feel like I've played quite a lot, but it's just, as I said, I've been hammering Final Fantasy. I also, you know, last year you got a Tamagotchi, Kev, and you were raving about it for a week.
Yeah, I've tried still to, locked in a tin.
I've tried to keep ours alive for more than like 2 days, and it, I mean, this time I forgot, to be fair, but I can't keep that thing alive for more than 2 days. I feel like it evolves into a bird-like thing, and then it just dies every time.
I mean, you have to clean out its poo and feed it. Have you tried doing those things?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, you can't feed them like cake for the first 3 days of their life, or they'll die, basically.
Interesting.
But I've had everything, like the happiness and the health and the discipline, all at sort of the best settings, and yeah, just goes back to its own planet every time. And I'm like, you son of a gun, just stay here for more than 3 days. Come on. But anyway, that's my lot.
Anna, what have you been up to?
I've already said my bit. I was into Final Fantasy. I played some mini games I didn't really like. And then the story started again and off I went, and that's it. That's literally it. And then this after dinner, I put in Alone in the Dark, and by the time it had loaded and I had started, you told me to come up here. So all I've done is the first floor. But it updated. So I put it in. Obviously, it uploaded to my PS5, and there was an update. So hopefully, the update has fixed the problems that I was hearing about it, because I can't do it with. If it's jittering, it will drive me insane because my eyes don't like that. So I've played like 20 minutes of it. And
this is the problem with your Lego room being ready, isn't it? You've been spending a lot of time in there.
God, yeah. I've made the Snow White house and characters. I've made the Everybody Is Awesome one. I've made the Minecraft fox one. What else? I've made the Vespa and the dragon. And I'm now putting together my Brickheads, Woody and Bo Peep.
So she's made a lot of Lego.
I'm
you, what you should have done is made your long neck, and then you could have, that could have counted as gaming content then.
Oh, well, I looked at that a minute ago and I was like, I want to do that, but then I saw how many pieces, I thought, no, I'm not going to do that on here. I was doing one of the free, before I opened the bricks one, I opened one of the free, what is it? Hold on. Flower shop. Sorry about that. It was, found it. And pieces are missing, so I just put it all back in the box and put it in the box that I don't look at anymore, because that annoys me. So now I'm on Bo Peep and Woody, and I have Woody's chest in my hand at the moment. I have his badge and his shirt. But yeah, in Alone in the Dark, you can play as Ivor. It's Jodie Comer, I think her name is, and the policeman from Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's right.
I've gone with the girl because I just like her, and you go around, like, I don't know what game this is. I know it's a game from like the 90s, but I was a kid in the 90s, so I didn't really have access to money or console, because I had to share with my brothers, which was annoying. Yeah, so what I've been going around, and you basically you can play it as modern or as old school. Modern gives you hints, old school, you just go about doing it. Like, you don't get any hints or tutorials, you just go in. I've gone modern because I have no...
Yeah, too right.
Yeah, I don't want to know what... I don't want to know what's not going on. But basically, you go with this girl and you go with the guy. The guy's a private investigator, and she is... She's gone to this asylum, I believe it is, to find her uncle, and we can't find him. They don't know where he is. So apparently he's there, but no one knows where he is. And you find like all these notes about the voodoo, spiritual people, cults and stuff in the Americas, and you got about it. It's like, the Great Depression was like the year before, so it's all a bit doom and gloom. And yeah, I found some bullets, so I'm guessing I'm gonna shoot a gun at some point. But there's like little puzzles, so it's like old school, like Resident Evil. Yeah, I was like, what? Not Assassin's Creed, but yeah, so where you have like puzzles to do and keys to find. So yeah, I'm just walking around, like, I literally have like 20 minutes, and Kevin's like, yeah, I was like, this 7 minutes, I was listening to someone talk about something, but I don't know what now, because Kevin was shouting and being loud. But yeah, I'll play that more and hopefully have some more for you next week. But it's literally been 4 days, and for two of them days, I have been in great pain with my back, so I've been horizontal. Is that right? Or vertical? Horizontal.
You've been a little bit of both. Varied between the two.
My back hates me at the moment. Hates me with a passion, but... That's it. Like I said, it's been 4 days, and I've done Lego. Lego, which takes a long time. Well, I went to point to Lego and smacked the bookcase. So, yeah, on to Pab now.
I've not done, like you say, it's been 4 days for us. For the listeners, it's been a week. So it's I've played a little bit more Helldivers, not a great deal. It's not that I feel like I'm not falling off of it. I just feel like to play it at this point now, I need to play more advanced difficulties. And challenging is what we generally play. And if we have a full stack of people to play, then challenging is what we should be playing, because then you get the rare samples, and you need the rare samples to start upgrading your ship, and then at a certain point there's extra rare samples or something like that, but they're on the even harder difficulties. But because, like, I'm playing sometimes just two of us in two stack rather than a full four, it's challenging is stressful. Challenging is stressful. Four, it can sometimes be stressful, depending on how you get the luck of the draw with how stuff goes down, but two is not easy. And I dread to think doing it on any other difficulty. I think I'm level 19 now. So I'm closing in on 20. And I continue to play this, just chip away at it now a little bit. Whenever we find a full stack in there, I'll jump in maybe or something like that. Or just running for a few runabouts. So I think I have a check at the what's on the superstore and what's the objectives available to us. But the main thing I've spent my time on is Dragon's Dogma 2. I've played a lot more of this game. I'm at 20 hours now. I think I was about 7 or 8 last time we recorded. I've played a lot more of this. This is the first game in a long time where I've just put it on in the afternoon and realised it's like 6 o'clock over the weekend. I've just realised I've just spent the entire afternoon playing this. It's I've done many a different thing. I've done more stuff now. I feel like I've got to the big city. I don't know if I did that last night. I probably did. But I got to the big city, and I feel like I've done more stuff in the big city than I've done wandering the countryside. I've changed my vocation, however it is. Because I wasn't sure about the archer, so I've swapped with my main pawn that I have. So I'm now a thief, and I've swapped her to a archer. So I feel like I'm having a lot more fun, just being a bit more melee, getting in there, dual daggers. It seems cool. I've done a quest which involved me having to break into the jail, which resulted in me going to jail for a while. I ended up in jail for quite a bit. That was fun. It was weird. It was a weird one with it because you go up towards a jail and a guard comes up and goes, "Oh, Captain Brandt has told me who you are. Here you go, in you go. Shouldn't be any problem." And Captain Brandt's like, one of the main guard people, and he's on your side. He's trying to find out what's going on, so he's helping in any way he can. So this guy says, "In you go." He's down there is the jail. I proceed to go down there thinking nothing of it. I go down this big staircase all the way down to the bottom, end up at the jail. There's guards wandering about in there, no bother at all. The second I start going down to where the jail cells are, I just have three guys just beating the hell out of me. And that's how I ended up getting thrown into the jail. So it turns out I wasn't meant to be in there. But the fact of the matter is I wandered all the way down there and nobody stopped me. I opened chests down there and nobody questioned it. The second I step into like where the jail cell room is, and I got beat up and put in a cell, took all my stuff off me. So I'm back in rags again. And I was like, how do I get out of the jail cell? Turns out I had a key. I had a key all along, so I had a key, I broke out, I ran away. I ran away, to which the guards didn't like that. I ran into the slums, but because I went into the jail, my pawns don't follow me. They stay up on top and they didn't come with me. So I escaped out the back door of the jails. My pawns found me, came to me. I'm then getting attacked by guards out in the slums. I think we end up killing one of the guards because they just all beat the hell out of everything because that's what they do, the pawns. If someone attacks us, we just fight them. I then end up inadvertently killing a nun and a priest.
Oh, God.
just because they started attacking me as well. And I was like, I can't stop. I can't stop what's happening. No. The pawns are like, you don't beat up the boss sort of thing. So that's just how it goes. That priest is a quest giver.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't do the quest that I needed to do because I needed to speak to this priest. What? And I was like, well, that's me screwed then. That's the quest over. And this can happen in this game.
Oh, but I see.
There is a morgue and you can bring them back to life.
Oh, she can.
For a small fee and a wake stone, you can bring them back to life and all is forgiven. They don't remember anything. And you, I went about my business and all is good. So I did that. I bought a house. I have a house now. Apparently there's an update just come through and apparently that house quest comes in a lot earlier than what I got it at.
Okay.
Even though it was relatively soon. Just because they charge you like $1,500 a time just for resting at a tavern.
Yeah, it's really expensive. Like,
I mean, it is and it isn't, Anna. I'm not going to lie, Anna. I had about $120,000 yesterday.
Yeah, but I was playing it for like the 2 hours that I played it, and I had $2,000, and I had to buy some healing, and I got one rest, and then I went to go on rest again because I used all my healing because I don't like fighting, and I had no money left. I was like, well,
I feel like the game is very plentiful with money. You'll find money everywhere. So it's quite generous in that sense. You'll quickly become rich. So I have a house now. It cost me $20,000. I spent more on some weapons, realistically. I've done that. And this evening, I found something about a sphinx. And I hang on a minute. I can actually do this. I took screenshots again because once again, this isn't gonna. I found this person, and I was like, "What is?" I found the sphinx, and the sphinx is there.
Oh, I've seen this. Yes.
And the sphinx gives you riddles, and the riddle if you finish a riddle, it'll unlock one of the chests behind them.
I see.
And then the more. Every time you answer one of the riddles, she like comes down and does this, and she gets in your face, and it's creepy as hell. It is real creepy.
Does she not have a top on?
It's not no, hey. But it's not a top. It's not a human sort of thing. It's got some human features, but it's not human.
Okay.
So I think that's how they skirt by that. Yes, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Anatomically but correct.
No, it's a sphinx.
Okay.
So I've been doing that, but I then learned based on a YouTube video that one of the riddles, and this is quest ending sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The riddle is to find to go to where you found your first seeker's token. And Seeker's Tokens are just collectibles in the game that are spread across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know where I found my first Seeker's Token?
No.
No. And so the second you unlock that riddle, the Sphinx says you've got 7 days to find it.
Oh, good Lord.
Otherwise, and that's it. So I know it's in-game days. It's not real days. If it was real days, I'd feel a lot better about it because in-game days go a lot faster.
They do. Yeah.
So now I've spent at least an hour this evening just watching videos on Seeker's Tokens locations, trying to go. Have I been there? No. Because here's the other thing: I think I found my Seeker's Token quite relatively recently. I've not noticed them before now.
Okay.
I think I've only found one Seeker's Token, I think.
If that's your first one, don't you go there?
Sorry?
If it's the first, if you're only looking for your first one, don't you just go where you found the first one?
Yes, but I don't know where it is.
Oh.
I don't remember where I would have found it. But I feel like it was relatively recently because I realised I had a Seeker's Token and you hand them in at the faction guy, however it is, the vocational guild, or whatever it is.
Mm.
You hand them in there and then each time you hand them in there, you'll get an item in return.
Okay.
So I did that recently. So now I'm racking my brain. Like I say, I've watched 3 or 4 videos on just Seeker's Tokens and locations. and I'm like, I've not. I mean, at a certain point, it just becomes a blur because some are just on top of the cliffside, on a little bit of a rock near a beach, on top of a building, in this sewer. I was like, I've not been there. I've not been there. I've not been there. I've been there, but I've not seen that one. So now it's a mad rush. I think I've been to somewhere where I think I saw a clip of where one is, and I'm thinking I have been to that building. And I have walked around that building. So if I need to go back to that building before I trigger this next bit of riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like I say, I need to see if that token's gone from there, then I know that's where I need to go back to once this finds. Because once you do the Seeker's token, you go back to where the first one was, and there is a Finder's token, and that's what the Sphinx wants.
Oh, I see.
But like I say, it's a timed quest, and it could end. That's where the quest line will end. And yeah, so I kind of want to do it now, but it's going to require me to do some digging around and figuring out what I need to do. I've done. Sorry?
You're in a little bit of a pickle.
I am, because I didn't want to get. I just found myself doing this quest, and now I want to see it through, but like I say, I'm now dug myself in quite deep with it, and I don't know where. Like I say, I might have to just do a. I assumed I got the Seeker's token from a quest, but I don't think they. I don't think they work like that. I might be wrong. I don't think I got them from an actual, from an actual quest. I think I've found it somewhere because they're just tokens that are just in the world.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere a bit you go, like you can... Zelda, where you find them with. Not things
like the Korok seeds, a little bit, yeah. So yeah, it's one of them things there. I think I need to gotta scour around now and find where my first Seeker's token was. Like I say, I watched a YouTube video and the guy said, I'm hoping this is right, I'm hoping this is the Seeker's token you found first because it's in quite an early area. And I'm like, yes, I have been there. Odds on, I probably missed that Seeker's token. I might not have done that. That might be where it is, but I feel like I've only found one because I've only handed one in, and I've not got any others. So I'll have to. I don't know. I've been like I say. I've done what at least probably 12 hours more of this game this week. Yeah. This week, and I'm just strangely like going down. Rabbit holes of it. Like I say, I've been in the jail. The solution for the jail, by the way, was there's a set of guards armor I could have had that I didn't take them up on. I could have found a guards armor set and just walked down and done what I needed to do. But I've been in and out of the whole royal like district in the guards armor now at this point because nobody bothers me. I've done all my quests in the royal vicinity. Which is good. I've done that stuff. There's a quest for find the. There's a person shadowing me, and it's incredibly hard to do. I think I've just got to get lucky with it and just hope to find them. There's someone watching me basically, and I've not noticed them. I've been told what they look like, but can I find them? Can I? So. I'll figure it out eventually. There's something about it. But yeah, other than that, I've pretty much... Like I say, I've just been strangely like caught up in just doing bits and pieces of Dragon's Dogma 2 quite a bit recently. And it's... it's like... the changing the vocation has been a big thing. So like I say, I don't mind the archer stuff, but I just think... The melee stuff's much better, especially because now I'm crawling and scrambling all over the enemies. Like that's what that game is there designed for, and I wasn't doing that before. I was just standing back and shooting arrows at monsters and stuff. Whereas now,
yeah, and that was boring.
I'm crawling all over these dudes and whacking them in the head and stuff like that. I've got an ensnare ability, which like kind of you throw a grapple hook at them and pull them down. So as soon as you start going off balance, you just yank on them and they just fall down. So I've been doing that with the Cyclopses and the Ogres and things like that. So yeah, this game is very good from what I've played. I think the patching things in there, so it's getting better performance-wise. I know it's not been great. I mean, I went in one building in the city and it could not keep a steady frame rate. It was like my frame rate set to 60 and it was dropping down to the low 40s. And it was just all over the place. I don't know what this one house was. Because the second I come out, it was fine. I go back in and it just went boom, it just plummeted down. I don't know whether there's just tons of things in that little house or whatever it was, but
doesn't like it.
But yeah, I'll continue to play more of that. I'll continue to play more Helldivers. I'll continue to play more Fortnite stuff. The Legend of Korra stuff just come out this week. Legend of Korra, is that a thing?
Never Cheap heard dog? Of it.
Say that again.
Legend of Korra.
Yeah, I think Ollie's watched that. I've never.
Is that a thing? Is it? She's in it now. Korra is in it now in Fortnite. Yeah, on the Battle Pass, there's a series of quests for that.
It was like the sequel attempt to Avatar, wasn't it?
Is it? I could say, is it a spin-off of Avatar thing? So
I don't think he watched it. He watched it for very long. To be fair, with Ollie, when he was that age, it's probably because it wasn't a boy in the main character or something like that, that he was a bit like, oh, I don't think this is for me. I think he'd probably watch it again now. I heard good things about it. But
yeah, I know a lot of people rave about it, so I don't know. But she's in it now in Fortnite, so there's a big quest line for unlocking that character. But other than that, that is your lot from me.
Well, in that case, we will wrap this one up. If you want to badger us on the internet, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can find me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
To the pip.
Best message, folks. Bye-bye.